I want to talk to you today about how to save the news business. This is a really critical issue because a functioning democracy requires a well-informed citizenry. And the way we get informed is through the news business. And it used to be through newspapers. Thomas Jefferson is famously quoted as saying, "I'd rather have a newspapers without a government than a government without newspapers." And he was right, because in a colonial America, it was one of the literacy rate was almost 90%. And it was one of the first places where newspapers first appeared, thanks to Benjamin Franklin and others. So colonial Americans were incredibly well informed, and that's why they're able to create such a sophisticated democracy. The newspaper business, as you're no doubt aware, is finished, and it's largely finished because of the arrival of the internet. The internet eviscerated advertising revenues. Craig Newmark took away classifieds with Craigslist, which was sort of the basis of most of their revenue, and newspapers were really unable to respond. There's a couple of organizations now that are trying to non-profit to get local, particularly local newspapers back in business, but this is not a business plan that has any sustainability to it. We have to find a way to continue to have quality news, dependable news, that can educate people as well as inform them, because without an informed electorate, the whole democracy business is over. You end up with authoritarian governments and people believe whatever they want to believe. Newspapers are probably not the way to go. There are a couple of remaining newspapers, but the readership is very low, and most people under the age of 40 don't read them anyway. Video, television, ironically, television in its all iterations, whether it's online or on your phone or on a TV set, attracts people. According to a recent Nielsen survey, and they should know, the average American spends 8 hours a day now watching TV, movies, videos, online, stuff like that, and 19 minutes a day reading. So, sorry to say, this is the culture that we are, and we have to deal with it realistically. So how do we get quality, believable news that can tell people the truth and inform them, so we as citizens can make an informed decision in terms of who we elect and what we vote for, and even to what we believe, because so much of what we believe about the world and how things work is a function of what we see on screens. Unfortunately, evening news, is television news, which is the primary source now, is not very well watched. NBC Nightly News gets about 5 million viewers out of a country of 340 million, so about 1.5%, and the median age is 60 plus. Young people simply don't have the habit of watching television news, whether it's cable or anything else. It doesn't make any difference. So where do they go? Actually, they go to social media, which is frightening in and of itself. 50% of Americans now get the majority of their news from social media, and we're talking about Facebook and TikTok and Instagram and stuff like that. And for people, in younger people under the age of 18, the figure is about 86%. So 86% of people under the age of 18 go to social media first to get their news and information. And the problem with social media is that you don't know what you're looking at, and anybody can put anything up, and everybody always does. A visit to TikTok will tell you that, among other things, the earth is flat, and some of the videos are actually pretty believable, that cavemen and dinosaurs existed at the same time, that no one ever went to the moon, it's all a fake. It's full of misleading, although highly entertaining, videos. So how do we get people, particularly young people, to watch quality, dependable news from dependable news sources like CBS or NBC or the Spectrum or the New York, even the New York Times? I was the president of New York Times Television for a couple of years. So it's fine to go out and make the effort and do the research and provide quality journalism. But if nobody looks at it, then you've completely wasted your time. So the question is, how do you produce television-based news and information that people actually want to watch? Now, ironically, the answer is right in front of us on the television sets or the phones or the iPads or whatever we have in our homes already, because it's already there. You may only get 5 million people to watch the NBC Nightly News, but 250 million people subscribe to Netflix, and 230 million people subscribe to watch videos on Amazon Prime, and Discovery has now gone to online nonlinear videos. This is where we're spending our time. So if that's what we spend our time is, why do people watch Netflix, 200 to 250 million people, and they pay for it? We are only 5 million people who watch NBC Nightly News, and it's free. The difference is in the way it's all about storytelling and the way the content is delivered. Content on TV news, for the most part, is delivered in a really terrible way. A reporter does a stand-up, there's some B-roll, there's an interview, and it's almost unwatchable. It's very old. It hasn't changed in the 1960s or the 1950s. The format is basically the same. And there are reasons for that that we can get into another time. It's the architecture of television news, which didn't come with a rule book. You can do anything you want with it. In Netflix or any series you watch on Apple TV or Amazon or things that really hold you, that you binge watch, and of course you do it, you understand why. What makes it work is there's a character, there's an arc of story, there's a resolution. These are rules of basic storytelling that have been around since the time of, you know, Moses. And Joseph Campbell has a terrific book about this called The Hero with a Thousand Faces that basically explains the story, whether it's Moses or Barbie or Star Wars or James Bond. It's always the same story, basically. It's about a hero and a challenge. It's called Journey of the Hero, a challenge, an adventure, and a resolution. News stories present the opportunity to structure information, quality, research stories in that way, a character, an arc of story, because that's what news stories are really all about. That's why so many great movies that you've seen have been, I say, based on a true story. So the trick is to cut out the Netflix part of this thing, and for news organizations to understand the material they have in front of them and how to craft that material so to make people actually want to watch it, which is what this is all about. So for the last more 7 or 8 years now, we've been working with some major news organizations around the world, creating a different kind of packaging structure to deliver quality information from very high-end source, very excellent news organizations. But instead of having the reporter do the stand-up and the B-roll and the interview and the graphics and all that kind of stuff, what we did was we structure the stories, as great character-driven stories, character, arc of story, conflict, resolution. And turns out people watch them. In almost all the stations we work with, the ratings go through the ceiling. We've taken stations from zero to the number one stations in their market, and not by running breaking news underneath the thing or caring about who the anchor is and what they look like. And actually, nobody really cares. Because what viewers really care about, it's the viewer experience that we're interested in. How do you get people's attention in a world inundated with 8 hours of video every day? You have to create what people want to watch. And it turns out that this is what people want to watch. And when we structure news stories like this, it works, and it works incredibly well. And the content, the important part of this thing, has a stickiness to it. People actually want to watch it. So there is a way to save quality journalism, but it's not about, you know, running flashing breaking news stories that high-end consultants will tell you, or who the anchor is absolutely how young, what kind of music you play. This is ridiculous. The real essence of great storytelling married to great journalism is the future of television news, if you have the courage to do it. But if you do it, it's going to work.